Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a tight show for you today with two pre-recorded interviews in music and one shorty popping up in the second hour from Arts and Culture. The first interview is with Grim Streaker. They exchanged 8 years of band names to place themselves in the music industry. The second interview is with 28 and the Blind Monkey. This rap duo is playing new music again, building EPs to albums. The second hour brings us Sydney McManus of 1-2 Maybe 3, the theater production. She describes her piece and tells us all about it. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and after an interview with Sydney McManus, we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, what are allergies? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Ignition sequence start. We'll be right back.
Early in the morning, before the sun rose, when the first bird sang, even while everyone was still asleep.
Morning. On that morning.
When the sun comes out.
This morning, baby.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you.
Now every morning when I wake up,
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8 heures demain matin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Riding a bike made of bacon and eggs.
In the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
under the sun replace the moonlight.
Has this ever happened to any of you, or will it happen to any of you on the morning after the night before?
You are listening to The Morning After on CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
Following months writing both in person and virtually in light of the pandemic, and vocalist Amelia Bushell's recent move to Canada, Grim Streaker are back with Mind, a four-song EP recorded with Johnny Shanky, Parquet Quartz, The Drums, Snail Mail, at Diamond City Studios. With us today, we have Dan and Bill and Amelia from Grim Streaker. Hi, Dan and Amelia and Bill, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Hey.
First, please introduce yourselves and tell us how you came to be involved in Grim Streaker.
Why don't you go first, Amelia?
Okay, sure. My name is Amelia, and I'm the singer of Groove. I came to be involved in Grim Streaker because I was friends with Dan at the time, and he was telling me about how he was meeting up with some other guys that he had met to start a punk band. And I said, oh, I'm kind of jealous. I want to do that. And he's like, well, you can audition if you want. So I did. And that was that. I got the part, I guess.
And yeah. Dan, what was your story?
Yeah, my story is sort of similar. I'm the guitarist of the band, and I also do all the like electronics and synths and stuff now. But yeah, I was just, I was eager to start a punk band that was like a bit more inspired by the LA punk scene of like the early 80s. That was just the thing I was into at the time. And I was watching Bill's old band play at festival in like Bushwick, Brooklyn, and just kind of approached them to like see if they wanted to play some music. We started getting together and, you know, messing around with some ideas. And then we're like, okay, it seems like it could be a real thing. And then, you know, I'd known Amelia for a while, and she actually sang in another project that was completely different, like a dream pop thing. But I just had a inkling that she'd probably be able to do this well. So that's when I kind of tried to give her like a FOMO, you know, get her to come.
And Bill, what's your story?
Yeah, like Dan said, we kind of hit it off at that festival, just talking about like late 70s New York punk and early LA punk and hardcore, and how we had all been playing in like indie rock kind of dream pop bands, and we wanted to play something faster and funner and simpler, just because it would be kind of fun and a bit of a break from the kind of like more serious music we were doing. And then Amelia was just the perfect fit when she came in and did vocals. We were like, oh, we don't have to look for anyone else. Like, we've got it. And then I think, you know, over time, our sound kind of evolved. But it basically started out as we just want to do this fun thing. So here we are.
Where did you get the name Grim Streaker?
Oh, man.
Dan has to answer that.
Yeah.
Names are hard.
I came up with that. I'm trying to remember where. Basically, me and another friend who used to be in a band together, we like text each other like band name ideas constantly. Like, our whole text thread for the last like 8 years is pretty much mostly band names when we're not just coordinating hanging out. So I think it was just something that was kind of funny that I came up with. And then as I kind of threw it out there, I felt like we all kind of like latched onto it for some reason or the other. And then, I don't know. I think it really started to fit the idea of the band more as we kind of fully formed it.
Who are all your bandmates, and what does everyone play or do?
I'm the singer. Dan is guitarist and other things now. Synthesizers. Sample pads. Bill is on the bass. And then we have Pial, who's our drummer. And we all work together to write the songs together.
Who produced Mind, your new EP, and what was the process they went through to do that?
I did some of the production as we were trying to figure out how to put the songs together in the pandemic. We had a couple ideas, you know, before the pandemic happened that we were playing all together in Brooklyn. And then once that happened, Amelia had to head back to Canada and we were starting to do things over the internet. And so, you know, Bill, Pial, and I would safely try to meet up to like keep pushing some of the songs forward in the songwriting process. And then we'd collaborate with Amelia over the internet. And, you know, different songs were written completely differently. The last song on the EP, for example, Typical, was pretty much all written from like my computer in Ableton, whereas like the other three songs were written like live in like a dingy studio in Bushwick, Brooklyn. But once we kind of got to the point where we're like, we have all these ideas somewhat fully formed, or at least like really good grooves, because we were focusing more on dance-oriented song structures, we kind of approached Johnny Shanky, who, you know, recorded and mixed and mastered the whole record. And he kind of helped us take it from, you know, where it was to like an extra 10%, and in the studio really like helped us like polish them up. So that was kind of the process of how we did it. And, you know, Amelia came back to visit at some point during the pandemic, and we tracked everything live, you know, in a couple days at a studio in Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
One of the songs off EP is Typical. What is the story behind this song?
I can speak on that. What it's about really is kind of feeling repetitive thoughts and feeling almost atypical and not seeing things in the same way as the people you're surrounded by. And I would say it's kind of about leaving your, this desire to leave your current life behind because you don't think it's good enough and you can't find happiness there. So you are picturing another life where you can find happiness. It's really all just about perspective and also self-doubt. I'm saying, you know, I'm not typical. I'm repetitive. I'm so repetitive. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. It's this kind of dual way of looking at things and this self-doubt.
May we listen to some of your music?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
This is Typical on the Wednesday Morning After.
Hello. When you look in the washing machine, it's not typical. I'm not typical. You don't see what I see. When you look in the washing machine, not predictable. 'Cause I'm not typical. Hello.
You have recently produced Mind with the title track Mind. What was the process you went through producing this song?
I think for Mind, that was one of the songs we had almost fully written before the pandemic. So that was kind of the first iteration of, like, we started to move in a new direction and we wanted to do something kind of radically different than our previous work. And that was sort of the first idea of that. And it was all written, you know, live in our studio in Brooklyn.
Yeah, Mind started out as kind of a heavier song.
And yeah, that's true too. Yeah, and then we kind of minimized it.
Yeah.
Dan kind of showed up one day with all this new equipment and it was like, oh, okay, we're doing that now. Yeah. And it was kind of awesome, actually, you know, slowly introducing new sounds into a sound we'd already established, which was, you know, just guitar, bass, drums. And then suddenly we've got a synthesizer in the room. And then the next week we've got a sample pad in the room. And week by week, I feel like there were more and more things coming in. And then suddenly we had this whole new sound, but while still maintaining our original.
Yeah. Roots. I think with that song, what really like pushed it to where it is now was we had been sitting on just the normal structure of the song, like guitar, bass, drums, and vocals for a long time, like probably 6 months or maybe 9 months. And when we were getting closer to like recording the EP, I had been sitting and listening to it at home. And at the time I was kind of going down a rabbit hole of like 90s hip hop and like R&B and, you know, also on a completely different level, like listening to like a lot of like 90s industrial stuff, like, you know, Nine Inch Nails and like, but more niche stuff too. And I started getting into these like really old drum machines that were used for a lot of the production in that, and started just kind of playing around with my synthesizers at home. And one night, I think it was like at like 2 a.m. where it just kind of like clicked for me to like add this sort of like soft synth pad that had a little bit of like an R&B vibe, and then adding some of these drum machine sounds that felt like you were pulling a ticket at the like DMV or something, and a very repetitive like kind of clocking in and clocking out, which like really paired well with the emotion of the song and what the lyrics were saying. And that was kind of that like last piece that really like pulled it all together, where we finally were like, this is what it is. And that kind of was a jumping off point for how we started to finish the other songs on the album.
May we hear some more of your music?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is Mind on CKUT. If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
Yeah, you can buy your new EP on Bandcamp.
Grimstreeters.bandcamp.com. Yeah, and you can stream it on any of the streaming platforms as well.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, really fun. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Dan, Amelia, and Bill speaking about their music with Grim Streaker. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
this piano piece may well sound ordinary to you. Until you realize that it was taught to young Chloe just last week by Janet, who's still teaching at 81. Seniors bring so much to Quebec. Let's recognize their contribution. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hailing from Quebec City, the duo 28 and the Blind Monkey is composed of rapper and producer Simon Turcotte, 28, and rapper Sebastian Roy, the Blind Monkey. They co-founded the production studio iRise before forming the creative duo. Their debut album, The Blowout, was split over four EPs that were released in quick succession over spring 2020. Heavily influenced by reggae and classic hip hop, the group infuses themes like love and self-awareness into their compositions. Today we have Simon and Sebastian. Hi, Simon and Sebastian, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheila.
First, please introduce yourselves and tell us how you came to be involved in 28 and the Blind Monkey.
Well, first of all, thank you, Sheila, for having us on the show. So I'll start with myself. My name is Simon. I go by the artist name 28. I'm a Quebec City native, and I'm a producer, rapper, beatmaker, and co-founder of iRise Records.
For myself, hi, I'm the Blind Monkey. I'm a rapper. I'm co-founder of iRise Records with 20, and well, most of the group would agree, except for 20, obviously, but I'm probably the better half of 28 and the Blind Monkey's rap duo.
Yeah, right.
Just kidding. But we've been making music together for about 10 years now. 20 is the one who got me into it, and we very quickly like bonded with each other musically and in all other aspects of our lives, spiritually and everything. We used to go around and stop in neighborhood parks to train, get fit, and do some flips like parkour stuff, all while playing music and spitting some bars. We would also always meet in the library in college and write music. I even used to have my earphones in the English class and write all the time. So yeah, it was pretty natural for us that we would form a rap duo since day one.
What is the history of iRise Studios?
iRise Studios, now it's called iRise Records, actually, is, well, I'll explain first what it is. It's an a la carte music label founded by the Blind Monkey and myself a few years ago. So it started off as a dream we had in our teenage days when we started making music. So around 14 years old to the period Monkey explained, in college and in high school. So we dreamed about having a music label one day, and we kept on thinking about it over the years. And Then around the age of like 18, my parents actually kicked me out. So I had to find a place for my music studios. And that's when we really started iRise Records and opened our first studio in downtown Quebec City. That's when I started offering services to other Quebec artists and basically started my career. After about a year, I took over the company and opened a second studio nearby. And since then, I'm loaded with projects. So basically, we say iRise is an a la carte music label because we offer several services depending on what the artists are looking for. For example, some might only want to be distributed. Others would like to rent our studios to record their songs, only want me to produce or mix their songs. Others need some coaching, and some would like to work with me from scratch. So basically, I would make the beats, record them, and then mix the songs. Sometimes also help them with the visuals and the promotion strategies, and finally distribute their music.
And by the way, 20 is very good at coaching. He's the one that pushes me all the time. He brings the artist to another level. So props to him for this.
What is your recording history and what's the name of your new EP?
So me and the Blind Monkey have been releasing music for a bit over 2 years now. Our first single was called Possible and it was released on January 1st, 2020. Then in the same year, we have released four EPs, which are part of our first album called The Blowout, which was released in one extended LP afterwards in 2021. Well, re-released, I mean, sorry. And then, well, The Blowout is kind of the soundtrack behind our teenage days and philosophy. And since then, we have been working on the next LP about what we live and what's on our mind now. And the project is going to include 2 EPs releasing this year and more unreleased songs.
And so the first EP is going to be out on March 18th, and it's going to be titled Listen to Your Art. We like to think it's going to be well received by lo-fi and underground hip-hop lovers all around Canada. The second EP is going to be released during the summer, and finally the complete album around September of this year.
Who influences your music, and where will your sound evolve in the future?
So I'll start with me. Just to say, I'm the last child in a family of three, so I have 2 older brothers. So I used to listen to their music, but then at one point I started listening to this artist called Matisse Yahou. My brother was just next door when I was listening to him, like, for the first time. And he was like, yo, you're listening to some reggae music now. And I was like, all right, yeah, maybe I am. And so I started listening to reggae music a lot more. And so my first influences were the Marley Brothers, and especially Damien, which I would devour all his old school albums and the fast-paced reggae vibes. I loved it. I can think of a couple brilliant artists that definitely have a reggae touch. I see the Bush Babies, Afura, Cardinal Official, which is a Canadian artist, by the way, and obviously a whole other diversity of music lyrics, like lyrics from Superchamp, which my dad used to play Max out in the car every time he would bring me to school or anything. So yeah, pretty much all around.
For myself, I was influenced by 90s hip hop. So rappers like Big L, Nas, Eminem, groups like Gangstar, also Lord Finesse, Eric B and Rakim, Lauryn Hill, and many others. But also I was influenced by the music my parents played when I grew up also. So like 80s pop music, and then 2000 rock, pop, and punk. And right now I'm trying to stay in touch with new music from artists like Drake, Kanye, Tyler, the Creator, Alicia Keys, Pharrell Williams, Joey Badass, and many others. I think our music is going to get better and better, and eventually we'll include more live instruments, since I'm kind of building a network with Quebec City musicians, and some of them really helped me a lot for the production aspects, and I'm looking forward to experiment with them in the years to come.
Nice.
May we listen to some of your music?
Yeah, that would be great.
This is Say That You Love Me on the Wednesday Morning After.
Say that you love me, that I'm making no mistake, G. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that you never will forget me. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that I'm making no mistake, G. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that you never will forget me.
I feel my heart bumping and I feel like it should bump into yours. You'll be feeling nothing and I feel like you'll be acting by force. I'll be training myself for the drill, but I'm hot cookies on the grill. I'll be turning so soft, you'll be eating for the thrill of it. Your empty tummy's got me sick of it. You're full of shit, you ain't aware that you'll be feeding off yourself. So take a look around you, choose the sugars added to the juice around you. Life's so colorful, yet you hurt and die. Yet black and white survives, yet goddess in disguise. And the life arrives, got the kids and wives. Your goals turn into rose, but it's your native curse. When I'm a pros, I suppose that these are what we treasure life for. Not the bigger hoes, not the bigger clothes. We just catching bigger codes. Life is like a picture show. Realize that love is what the bigger picture shows. Yeah, yo. So as long as you be acting so cool, you'll never be so rough. Try to keep your eyes straight and see right through the bluff. My love's about the feels and the touch. Can't believe you gave away your crush. So as long as you'll be acting so cool, you'll never be so rough. Try to keep your eyes straight, I see right through the bluff. My love's about the feels and the touch. I can't believe you gave away your crush. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that I'm making no mistake, G. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that you never will forget me. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that I'm making no mistake, G. Say that you love me, ooh, ah.
say that you love me, that you never will forget me.
Yo, misunderstood, I'm still the outsider. Wish that I could keep my head brighter. But I misplaced, misdays when I was told to switch place. Lifestyle of the risky chase, I'm committed. Every motherfucking day, steady to climb, never decline until I find new ways. To sink in my rhyme, the ink is dripping, the paper is drinking, this kid is thinking. The third person, the pertinent, impersonal. Tell you straight to new beginning. After all, this is the ground, time to get down. Give up the town, give up the sound, give up the crown. Let your sentiments around, I know them a creep to shoot me rounds. But I'm a beast, can keep me down. I've been unleashed on the ground, lost or found, still gotta count. Bless the present moment is bound. I'm sleeping on a mattress, that's better than a couch. I'm glad I worked it out, I've been evicted. Never the victim of my route, never the witness, but they know what I'm about. Watch me show you how. Then you probably be like, wow. You learn when we fail with music, always knew myself. Then stand pumping gas for Shelby. My music is my wealth, but then my soul was overwhelmed. By my own, I can't you tell if 28 don't ring a bell. At least my fucking time gets fair. So
say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that I'm making no mistake, G. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that you never will forget me. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that I'm making no mistake, G. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that you never will forget me.
You released a single back in January. It's called Night Nurse. What is the story behind this song?
Yes, so Night Nurse was a pretty particular song for us. It was worked over a couple of times. It's kind of a huge scrapbooking process that turned out to be a whole theater for the ears, we like to say. We started by recording a verse, then another, then a hook, then some bridges. And all along, we were just dropping some weird sketches and giving ourselves many different personas while on the mic because of how theatrical the beat sounded. We really loved it and wanted it to be like much, much more alive than the other songs that we used to make. Yeah, so it came out as being something quite different and we loved it. I guess our fans very much appreciated also because we had lots more feedback than we expected. And the song, in fact, is about like what happens, what you think about at night, your terrors, your scars, and the story of like a fictitious night nurse to heal your wounds. And yeah, that's about it.
May we hear some more of your music?
Yep.
This is Night Nurse on CKUT.
I've been watching you, man.
Wake up.
I've been waiting for you. Everybody's waiting for you. You're fucking dead. It's your time to go, man.
I see under how you clever, girl. You make me smile. She's watching over up his shoulder, straight into my eyes.
From my wounds, take away my curse, girl. You make my heart burst. Start a fire, how you work on me. I feel problems deserting me. I know that when you leave, it will be hurting me. But better goods than bad bads, this makes great sense to me. Riding on the sofa like I could have taken over. My belly's full of talent, and I'm learning to roll over. My orders come in minutes, and I always tip the shoulder. I make you coming over. I make you sing it over. Maybe take my number. I might just see you later. I make you coming over. I make you sing it over. Maybe take my number. I might just see you later.
Hey, this is the front desk. Looks like we're having an emergency situation going on. Please lock the doors and be quiet. We got 28 in the motherfucking
bed. I see under how you clever, girl. You make me smile. She's watching over up his shoulder, straight into my eyes.
What the fuck?
I keep messing, I keep messing with you.
What the fuck?
I keep messing, I keep messing with you.
What the fuck?
I keep wishing, wishing, wish I'm with you, yeah.
Look, don't know what's up, I'm dead since I left you go,
baby.
When I was there for you, you showed me we could make it. Turning my back forever, we last time to survive. Right now, give you my love, I'm taking it back, cause I'm gonna die. Right now, need you forever, but never be better, cause three of your letters be crushing my fetters. Can't stop losing my mind, without you, I die. I'ma tell you, I don't even know why. Through all the drama, you're here and you still smile. No gift for dollars, I'll pick you up and let's ride. On the bed, on the floor, got some love for the night. I'ma tell you, I don't even know why. Through all the drama, you're here and you still smile. No gift for dollars, I'll pick you up and let's ride. On the bed, on the floor, got some love for the night. I'll make you coming over. I got some love for you all. I'll make you sing it over.
I got some love for myself, yeah.
Maybe take my number.
I got some love for the night.
I might just see you later.
I got some love for my mother.
I'll make you coming over.
I got some love for myself.
I'll make you sing it over.
I got some love for you.
Maybe take my number.
I got some love for you.
I might just see you later. I'll make you sing it over.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
Yeah, I say you guys should probably hit us on Spotify because that's where we gather most of our listeners. But we're pretty much everywhere. I mean, if you got Apple Music, we're on Apple Music. Don't forget to watch our videos on YouTube by typing in our songs or simply by going on iRise Records YouTube channel, and you'll have everything there. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thank you very much, Sheila.
You've been listening to Simon and Sebastian of 28 and the Blind Monkey speaking about their music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
I've been so afraid to live. I've been standing still, waiting for a might not show. I need something real, something real. I want to feel. Oftentimes we ask ourselves and let life slip away. Why don't we embrace right now? No worry about a thing, and that's okay. Okay. Call me crazy, it might be dumb. Take every plan that was made for me and rip it up. Life is made to make mistakes. So little time, so many dreams for me to chase. Oh, there ain't no time to waste. I'll take every lesson that comes across my path. I'll take it with the good, I'll take it with the bad. Don't worry, mama. Don't worry, dad. Call me crazy.
Sure. The global outbreak of COVID-19 has affected all our lives in various ways, and it has notably drawn our attention to the intensified systemic racism and selective xenophobia towards our racialized friends in our Canadian society. It is understandable for each of us to feel anxious about this fatal disease. However, the sentiment of fear does not give us the right or the opportunity to conduct hate crime and to discriminate against our Asians, Blacks, Indigenous, and other racialized friends. It is not okay to associate the COVID-19 disease with Asians, particularly those of Chinese descent. It is not okay to conduct physical and psychological abuses towards racialized individuals. It is not okay to vandalize Asians and other marginalized owned businesses. We must stop normalizing and stop accepting racist conducts and hate speeches towards all racialized communities. Rather, in these unprecedented times of global pandemic, together, we must educate ourselves and others and be eager to understand race, systemic racism, and racial justice in Canada and elsewhere. Remember, whoever, wherever, and whenever we are humankind. We must learn to stand together as citizens of the world for a healthier, safer, and happier community.
New York, this is Democracy Now!
I'm deeply concerned about civilians trapped in active hostilities in numerous areas, and I urge all parties to take effective action to enable all civilians, including those in situations of vulnerability, to safely leave areas affected by conflict.
As the number of refugees fleeing Ukraine tops 2 million, the United Nations urging Russia and Ukraine to allow all civilians trapped by the fighting safe passage. As we mark International Women's Day, we'll go to Ukraine to speak with an LGBTQ activist who just fled Kyiv to Lviv. Then we go to Moscow to speak with the head of the Memorial Human Rights Center, which has been ordered shut down as part of a widening crackdown on Russian civil society.
We see that all these harsh repressions and growing pressure towards the anti-war protesters and independent media voices was also prepared by the kind of pressure that we experienced before, by the foreign agent law, by the law on undesirable organizations, by the laws that included journalists and all kinds of activists to these categories.
Plus, we speak with Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, the first African refugee to become a member of the U.S. Congress. We'll talk to her about the Russian invasion, the plight of refugees across the globe, and the recent U.S. bombing in her home country of Somalia.
Bring our attention to Somalia. Am I correct that all of the airstrikes conducted there under President Biden have been justified under...